Today is Monday, March 25th. What to know about Special Counsel Robert Mueller's final report? It's finally here. Plus an avocado recall, Apple's big announcement today, and the highly anticipated movie that just broke a bunch of records. Welcome, welcome to The Newsworthy. All the day's news in less than 10 minutes. Fast, fair, fun, and on the go. I'm Erica Mandy. Thanks so much for being here. You ready? Let's do this. It's here, the final report from Special Counsel Robert Mueller. So we'll go over a couple of the key findings. And to be clear, we have not seen the whole thing. Mueller handed in the report to Attorney General William Barr on Friday, and then Barr outlined the findings in a letter to Congress. So here's what the letter says. The first big finding is all about, did President Trump or anyone in his campaign work with Russia to interfere in the 2016 election? Mueller's answer, no. The New York Times reports the special counsel did not find any evidence that Trump's campaign conspired with Russia, even though he found Russia itself did interfere with the election. Two, did President Trump obstruct justice? The answer? Unresolved. Barr says Mueller's report does not find Trump committed a crime, but it also, quote, does not exonerate him. Although President Trump still says it does, that it shows he did nothing wrong. And the AP says Trump told reporters it's a shame he and the country had to go through this. Republicans are just as thrilled as Trump, saying it's time to move on. This case is over. But some Democrats say it's not over, that the president was not cleared. Some say they're not even sure they trust the attorney general's summary of the final report, since he was appointed by Trump and he has cast doubt on the investigation in the past. So they want the entire report released to see for themselves. It may be a while until that happens, though. Barr says he's released as much of the report as he can, and it's up to him. A couple other things to know. The Times says the investigation was exhaustive, with dozens of FBI agents and staff involved, hundreds of search warrants, and thousands of subpoenas. Ultimately, 34 people were indicted, a couple dozen are Russians accused of election interference, and six were Trump aides and advisors. One more thing. The AP says federal investigators in New York are still looking into so-called hush money payments made to two women during Trump's campaign. Women who claimed they had affairs with Trump and were reportedly paid to keep quiet. So Trump's legal troubles may or may not be over. Stay tuned. Hundreds of people had to be airlifted and rescued from a stranded cruise ship. The BBC reports the passengers were on a cruise off Norway's coast when the ship lost power and had engine trouble, and the crew put out a distress call. About half of the more than 1,300 passengers on board were airlifted off the ship into helicopters, and all during strong winds and high waves. Videos from inside the ship show furniture sliding across the floor and panicked passengers in life vests. The New York Times reports 20 people were hurt. Fortunately, though, everyone did make it back to land. Viking Ocean Cruises is looking into what caused the engine failure. And yes, everyone on the ship gets a refund. Heads up, if you like avocados, there's a recall to tell you about. CNN says some avocados grown in California and sold in bulk could be contaminated with listeria, which can cause infections. The company is Henry Avocado, who sells avocados in bulk to retail stores in six states: Arizona, California, Florida, New Hampshire, North Carolina, and Wisconsin. Speaking of recalls, nearly 70,000 pounds of Tyson chicken strips are being recalled as well. They could have metal in them. This is actually the second recall from Tyson this year. If you have any of these products, the companies ask you to throw them out or return them. A new study says doctors should prescribe healthy foods like fruits and vegetables instead of just pills, and that it could save billions of dollars in healthcare costs. Researchers at Tufts University looked at adults enrolled in the government healthcare programs, Medicaid and Medicare, and what happens when those programs help cover 30% of the cost of healthy foods. From the findings, they say an expanded program like this could prevent hundreds of thousands of deaths and save the U.S. system $100 billion. Much more news ahead, but first a quick break to thank this week's sponsor, Swap.com. Look, as much as I like brand name shoes and clothes, it always feels like kind of a waste when fashions change and shoes wear down after just one season. Well, I recently bought some shoes on Swap.com. They're Vince Camuto heels for 90% off. Yes, you can save up to 90% off retail prices from your favorite brands like Lululemon, Carter's, Nike, J.Crew, and Gap. and no need to sift through racks and racks to find them at typical thrift stores. Swap.com makes it easy and convenient right online with easy-to-use filters so you find the like-new items you want in just seconds. They have stuff for women's, men's, juniors, kids, baby, or maternity. And if something doesn't fit, they have hassle-free returns within 30 days. And you can feel good about it. Get this, if everyone dedicated just 10% of their purchases to secondhand, it would be like taking 1 million cars off the road for a year. And right now, Swap.com has a special offer for the Newsworthy listeners. Go to swap.com/newsworthy, and you can sign up to get free shipping on your first purchase. It's a low-risk way to try out online thrifting. That's swap.com/newsworthy. Now back to the news. Apple's big launch event is today, the one where the invitation said it's showtime. So here's what to expect. CNET says Apple will likely announce its new video streaming service. Apple has already put $1 billion into it, and rumor has it will have at least 25 original shows. Gizmodo says Apple could also release its rumored subscription game service that might bundle games for iPhones and iPads. And the company could talk about an Apple credit card. Most likely, no new tech products, though. Apple already announced 2 new iPads, an iMac, and second-generation AirPods last week. Of course, we'll find out all the details soon, and we'll be updating you here in tomorrow's episode. The event starts today at 10 a.m. Pacific time. Rob Gronkowski, a.k.a. Gronk, has been with the New England Patriots for 9 years and has won 3 Super Bowls. Well, now he says he's retiring. The tight end announced his retirement on Instagram yesterday. Gronkowski says he's moving on, but that he's grateful for the opportunity and called playing for the Patriots an honor. Quarterback Tom Brady called him a great player and teammate, saying, quote, "The NFL was a better place with you in it." Papa John's just announced its newest spokesman. It's Shaq, as in Basketball Hall of Famer Shaquille O'Neal. ESPN says the pizza company is hoping Shaq can kind of repair its image and boost sales. Remember, the company's founder faced a lot of criticism for racially insensitive comments in the past. You used to see him in the commercials, but don't expect that anymore. Now you'll see Shaq on TV promoting Papa John's, and he also joined the company's board of directors, saying the company needs more diverse leadership, and he'll be the first African-American to join Papa John's board. The Kids' Choice Awards over the weekend had slime, awards, and some drama. E! News reports when the cast of Fuller House accepted the award for Favorite Funny TV Show, they seemed to reference former cast member Lori Loughlin in the speech. They didn't say her name, but did say families stick together through hard times no matter how tough it gets. Remember, Loughlin, a.k.a. Aunt Becky, on the show, is charged in that college admissions scandal, accused of paying and cheating to get her daughter into college. The top movie at the box office over the weekend broke some records. Rolling Stone says Us set the record for best ever opening for a horror film, and it had one of the highest openings for a live-action original film since Avatar. The movie brought in $70 million in its opening weekend, and Variety says that's nearly double what it was projected to make. The horror film is about a family confronted by doppelgangers, and it was directed by Jordan Peele, the same guy behind the award-winning movie Get Out. Us is also the second best opening of 2019, just behind Captain Marvel. And that's it for today. You are all caught up from the weekend. If you want to read more about any of the stories we talked about in this episode, just go to the homepage of thenewsworthy.com, click episodes, and look for today's date. You'll find all the story sources and links right there. The Newsworthy is ready for you to listen every weekday by 4 in the morning. We'll be back with more news tomorrow. Have a great day.
Brighten your home with big savings at Menards. Combine stylish lighting with LED technology with Fight Electric Smart Color Changing Light Bulbs. They have a full range of colors, allowing you to choose the perfect one to suit your mood. Save big on all Fight Lighting Smart Home products now at Menards. Shop our lighting options today, in-store, and on Menards.com. Save big.